Frank Stallone and his huge hit record, Far From Over. And now, let's find out what's going on with the aforementioned Frank Stallone. Brad Blanks has managed to track him down.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Patty. How you going, guys?
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, this is what a story. I've deep dived in Frank Stallone's life. So he has a documentary that's on video demand today, digitally. Oh. You can find it everywhere, you know, on your digital platforms now. So you can download that. It's called Stallone Frank, that is.
what a hard life that must have been, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, your brother has this unbelievable success. You know, I mean, I guess there's a good part of it and there's a bad part of it, huh?
Yeah, and it struck him at like 27 years of age, Scott. So he's having a good life, trying to make it as a musician, and then all of a sudden his brother becomes the most famous movie star in the world. And he's like, all right, this is cool for him, but...
What happened? One little song. What happened?
He wants
everyone to know that he's not just Rocky's brother.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. But the crazy thing is, you know, Rocky gave him the success too. He was the part of that, you know, barbershop little band that was singing around the open fire in Rocky, where Rocky's walking down the street, yes, at the street of Philly. And that was his brother's voice. So he kind of became famous from that. But he also got booked as Stallone, Frank, not Rocky's brother. So it was a very strange life for Frank Stallone until he really hit it big in like 1983 off the back of Staying Alive and John Travolta falling in love with him, which was interesting as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
I didn't hear about that.
He was in Staying Alive. He acted in that too and played a lot of music.
Well, I think that song was in one of the Rocky movies, as a matter of fact, Far From Over.
Right.
My guess. I think it was anyway. I can't confirm that, but
I want to know about the falling in love part.
No, I mean, like, Travolta really liked his musical ability.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow, is this like a new thing?
Yeah, and if you remember...
That there's anything wrong with that. We just didn't hear about it before.
Right. It's funny because in that movie, Rocky was directing that movie, but Travolta was the star of it and had the clout. So Frank was able to get a role in it, and a lot of his songs sort of blew up off the back of that.
You've teased it enough. Let's hear what happened.
Yeah.
Frank Stallone, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, Brad.
What a documentary you've got here, and I'm going to just go straight to it. The through line in this is that you're the brother of Rocky, and you really expose yourself in that. You tackle that whole issue that's been with you your whole life.
Well, at least since I was like 27 years old when Rocky came out. It pulled us in pretty good. It was a big vortex, you know. It was just like, I had a great band, local band. We were working on a deal with RCA Records and all that stuff, and then it came out. It was just like, boom. It was big when it came out.
I love the bit where you tell the story where you're sitting there with Travolta and your brother Sylvester Stallone at a table, and you're like, what the heck am I doing here?
Well, what am I doing here? Barbarino and Rocky. I mean, I have no idea. That's what cemented me being in Staying Alive. I mean, because of John. I mean, my brother obviously is a director, but John had a lot of sway in that movie.
Who has the weirdest voice between Travolta and Sylvester?
I think John, a little different. My brother's voice is, he has two voices. He has the Rocky voice and his regular voice. And his regular voice is deep as Rocky, but not as slow, you know.
Travolta's?
Yes, he's a little higher, you know. I swear to God, you know, just say, he's a little higher, a little New Yorker, you know.
So did you really perform with Springsteen on the same bill?
Well, yes. Well, then it was Bruce Springsteen. They spelt his name wrong. It was Kenny's Castaways, which was an Irish pub on the Upper East Side of New York, 85th and 3rd, I think, at that time. I was there going as a performer, and I walk in, you know, the crowd's there. It's not a huge crowd, you know, it's a small place. And this guy is on stage with this flat brim hat going, R-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r- your room, you know, tuning up my guitar. And then all of a sudden I hear this music and I thought it was Van Morrison's new record or something coming through the sound system, like, you know, in between sets. So then I peek my head, I go, that's very good, man. Then I look on stage, it's the E Street Band. He brought his band on the stage and I went, oh my God, now I got to follow that whole different animal. You know, this is before his first album came out. He was as unknown as anybody.
Your name was up in lights, Springsteen, Stallone.
A chalkboard. They didn't have lights then. it was a menu board, like with magic marker.
See you, mate.
Give Scott my best.
I will, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Wow. What a guy. Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
He is funny. Like,
and you just want to give him a hug. And when you watch this documentary, he's just a really heartwarming guy. And you're just like, what a life he's had.
Yeah, yeah, no,
that's amazing.
Kidding. Wow.
There's documentaries for everything now. That's amazing.
Thank God. Yeah. I love them.
This one's really good. You got Arnold Schwarzenegger in there talking about. Richie Sambora talks about him very fondly. They're great friends. And, of course, Hall & Oates used to perform with Frank before they hit it big in the Philadelphia area. Yeah, he really knows a lot of famous people that really love him.
So he was really out there. Really
interesting. The name of the doc is Stallone, Frank, that is. And it's out there, a video on demand and digital today. Check it out. I, you know what? Hearing that interview, I want to watch it.
Yeah. You'd love it, Scott. You'd love it. It's really good.
Very
good. Good job, Brad. There's no one that Brad can't track down when he puts his mind to it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
You're headed to DC for the big festivities.
That's right. Let's see. I don't think there'll be much festivities, but I need to see what's really going on down there and get amongst it if I can, but probably not too festive in some ways.
Do me a favor. Stay out of Nancy Pelosi's office.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
See you later.
Right. Yeah, see you, mate.